It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Larry Edson. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Sinner's Sunday. It's great to be with you all. This is the little wooden chapel with the creaky floors and neon cocktail sign outside. It's just down the road a piece from the TNS dojo, tucked away in the eucalyptus groves in the hills, just a few clicks northwest of the city without a soul, Los Angeles, California. We think of Thanksgiving, which is just a few days away, as a secular holiday, don't we? But maybe we shouldn't. Those first Thanksgivers, the pilgrims, they were Christians. They were grateful to the Indians and God that they had a good harvest and might make it through another winter. Of course, the pilgrims were one of many factions fleeing Europe because, back home, they were not the approved flavor of Christianity. I wonder what JC thinks about all the dozens, no, hundreds of splinter groups that have developed over the centuries. He's probably like, what the hell? After all I said and did, that crazy 3-year tour, then I get beaten to a pulp and nailed to a cross, and after that, they've got to form leagues and teams with different rule books and uniforms. What is wrong with these people? It's true. You've got your Catholic League with Roman Catholics and the Greek Orthodox and Opus Dei and Tridentine Mass guys, and then you've got your Protestant League, your Methodists and Lutherans and Episcopalians and Unitarians and Calvinists and all. We could be here all day. The list goes on. But let's not forget the Independent League. Joel Osteen and Rick Warren and Francis Chan and thousands more who call themselves pastors. I love that one. Pastor this and pastor that. How does one get pasteurized? Often they'll stick a doctor in front of their name, too. But they're never doctors. The only people I call doctors are the ones that went to medical school. Anyone who's not a physician but demands to be called doctor is a pretentious bullshitter. No exceptions. I mean, you could just call me Larry or Brother Larry, like Dre, our musical director here at the chapel. I get a kick out of that one. Christians aren't the only ones with leagues and teams, right? Jews are into it with Orthodox, Hasidic, Conservative, Reform. Jews for Jesus? Ooh, talk about fence riding. Which league do those guys fit in? Muslims do the same thing. Wahhabis and Sunni and Shiite and so on and so on. Maybe there should be a Christian Super Bowl each year. Have some regular league games and then playoffs leading up to the game. Maybe that's how Judgment Day will work. The final confrontation, and only JC himself can determine the winner. Which team is most true to his teachings? I think we'll go farther with this another time, but today, let's get back to Thanksgiving. Here in the City of Angels, it seems the Angels were on vacation the past couple weeks. Or not, depending on your point of view. A lot of the area around L.A. burned. You've probably seen the pictures and videos. Hundreds of square miles, several people killed, over 1,000 homes and businesses gone. Many people just wiped out. Nowhere to go. Nothing left. And it was much, much worse up north. 76 dead. 1,000 still missing, over 11,000 structures burned. So what are the survivors thinking right now, huh? On the doorstep of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Some are thankful to be alive. Others may be thinking, why me? Why have I lost everything? Thankfulness, giving thanks, gratitude. They say that's one of the things that separates us from lower forms of life. And when life is dealing us straights and full houses, it's easy to be thankful. But when the floor drops out from under your feet, when you're in free fall, then what? Maybe we should backtrack a bit. When we are blessed, when we have so much of what the world does not, plenty of food, clothing, comfortable shelter right there, We're ahead of most of humanity. Had some luxuries like a decent education and living in, say, the USA or a country where there's opportunity. Now we're ahead even more. Good health, another rung up the ladder. A few bucks left over after the bills are paid at the end of the month? Whoa! Now you're even closer to a plane of living that's unknown to most of the world. But the concept of thankfulness to God, what about that? Is God expecting a thank you for whatever blessings we have? And is he expecting dirty looks and resentment for those less fortunate? It's tough to say. But JC, he had some concrete thoughts about thank yous and gratitude. When he was on the road to Jerusalem, a bunch of lepers, actually 10 lepers to be exact, heard he was passing through and they all went out to greet him. And they said, "Master, have pity on us." Now that's kind of fascinating. They did not say, "Hey, can you please heal us?" They ask only for his pity. Kind of odd. But I suppose they didn't have to spell it out. So JC looks at them. And does he say, "Sure, fellas, here's a bushel of pity"? Does he throw them some coins? No. He doesn't even say, "Okay, I'll heal you." All he says is, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they turn and head for the temple, they realize they are all healed. Some time goes by, and after a while, only one former leper, now a healthy man, comes back to JC and thanks him. And JC asks him, "Where are the other 9 guys?" And the former leper just shrugs. Might have been his first shrug in years. Before that, he was afraid his shoulders would fall off. By the way, since we were talking about teams and leagues earlier, lepers sounds kind of like a team, doesn't it? Leper, like a Dodger, 49er, Packer, Charger, Steeler. Is it the only disease where its name is also the descriptor? Seems like all the others require more words, right? Nobody says I'm a tubercular or an AIDS or a malaria, or do they? Team leprosy, the team nobody wants to make. And I don't mean to make light of a terrible disease, but it does have a unique nomenclature, which, by the way, they've changed. Lately, they're calling it Hansen's disease. I don't know why they have to do that. It's a perfectly good name. But in our fortuitous, luxurious first world lives, leprosy seems like something from biblical antiquity. But it's not. It's still going strong around the world. Over 3 million afflicted. So JC is trucking down the road, and out comes the fielders from Team Leprosy, and they are not pretty. But he's JC. He has seen and knows all, so he's not spooked or even fazed. And they ask for his pity, which is kind of pitiful in itself, isn't it? These guys are so hopeless. They didn't even ask to be healed, just for some compassion. And then JC did something he only did once or twice before. He heals them without any action or words whatsoever. With the blind man, he spit in some dust and rubbed it on the guy's eyes. He stuck his fingers in the deaf guy's ears to restore his hearing. He even days-long dead Lazarus, Jesus spoke to him, and he said, "Hey, Larry, get out here, now." But he gave no sign or word to the lepers, just healed them with his power, and told them to go show the priests, which, of course, was a throwdown. He was getting a lot of heat from priests by then, because they were not raising any dead guys or making any blind men see, and so on. They were mostly living large and operating out of fancy buildings, kinda like the corporate God providers do today. So you know when Team Leprosy headed straight for the priests and said, look at us now. Oh, those priests who previously would not even have let those lepers near the temple, who probably regarded lepers as subhuman because most people did, they were considered unclean. Now the priests are looking at healthy dudes, and they had to ask, how did you get clean? And when Team Leprosy says it was the big dude, the one with a beard and sandals, you know those priests were plenty pissed off. JC was making them look bad, really, really bad. So where does JC stand on thank yous? It's pretty clear he's not as demanding as his old man. The old man wanted sacrifices, huh? Sheep, lambs, maybe a son. All JC was after was a simple thank you. Because that is one of the things that separates us from the beasts. Gratitude. So wherever you are in the world, and most of the world does not do Thanksgiving, it's probably a good idea anyway, every once in a while, to tip back our heads and look up at the night sky and say, thanks. Thanks for the full belly, or the home that's not burned out, and whatever degree of health we might have. And thank you for hanging with us here, everyone. It's always great to be with you. If you get something out of our weekly gatherings here, and I really hope you do, why not support Sinners Sunday at patreon.com/thatlarryshow. Write to us at thatlarryshow@gmail.com, and come hang with us this Tuesday for our big pre-Thanksgiving show, because when Thanksgiving is between you and God, that's a snap. Once you get relatives involved, it's a minefield. I'll tell you where those bouncing Bettys are buried, and I'll also tell you about a fantastic Thanksgiving road trip I took many moons ago with my older brother. You won't want to miss this one. Until Tuesday, God bless.